Luke began to slap Alima's lightsaber against his palm, allowing his frustration to pass, trying to remind himself that the Twi'lek was not in control of herself, that it was impossible for her to separate her own thoughts from those of the Dark Nest. But Jaina and Zek had found themselves in a similar situation, and they had not turned their backs on the Jedi. The difference was they had tried to resist. Luke tucked Alima's lightsaber into his belt. "You could have fought this," he said. "Maybe you still can." Jaina and Zek became joiners, and yet they remained true to their duty. "You place too much faith in others, Master Skywalker." Alima braced her good arm on the floor and pushed off, then brought her feet up beneath her. "That has always been your weakness, and soon it will be your downfall." A cold shiver of danger sense raced up Luke's spine, and he resisted the temptation to ask Alima's meaning. This was the reason she had come to the hangar, he felt certain. She was trying to trap him, to draw him into some dark and twisted maze where he would become as lost as she was. Unfortunately, Han did not have Jedi danger sense. Too much faith? What's that supposed to mean? If something's going on with Jaina... Alima glanced over her shoulder at Han, pouting at the blaster still pointed at her back, then said, "We didn't mean to alarm you, Han. Jaina and Zek are fine, as far as we know." She looked back to Luke. "We were talking about Mara. She has been dishonest with Master Skywalker." "I doubt that very much." Luke saw what the Dark Nest was attempting, and he could not believe they would be foolish enough to try such a thing. Nobody was going to drive a wedge between him and Mara. "And even if I didn't, I would hardly take the Dark Nest's word over that of a Jedi Master." Alima held her hand out to Luke. "If you'll return our lightsaber, we'll let you be on your way." She glanced at the ceiling, which was already starting to froth, then added, "We wouldn't want anything to happen to R2. Luke took the weapon from his belt, but instead of returning it to Alima, he opened the hilt and removed the Adegan focusing crystal from inside. "It pains me to say this, Alima." He began to squeeze, calling on the Force to bolster his strength, and felt the crystal shatter. "But you are no longer fit to carry a lightsaber." Alima's eyes flashed with rage. "That means nothing." Her leku began to writhe and twitch, but she managed to retain control of herself and turned toward the door. "We'll just build another." "I know." Luke turned his hand sideways and let the crystal dust fall to the floor. "And I'll take that one away, too."